So it's Teacher Appreciation Day today, and the whole week is Teacher Appreciation Week, but I think that today is singled out. And so we want to ask you at 715-396-1670, who was your favorite teacher and why? Or maybe who is, if you're currently a student? And I would answer, thinking of two briefly, but recognizing that enthusiasm and passion is a big deal to me. So Tom Rondo is a teacher I had at Wauwatosa East High School for two classes, Great Americans and Chinese Studies. Yeah, those were two pretty cool classes. Mm. And I don't know, he just had passion and enthusiasm, and I really enjoyed that. And on the college level, Henry Lipple. You've heard me talk about him before, and we lost him a couple years ago. But he was the broadcast journalism mentor to so many. Just so many. Dennis Swanson went on to be the president of ABC Sports. He trained under Henry at the University of Illinois. So many great Blue Golds, as Henry would say, of the finest stripe, and that passion and enthusiasm. And he still is with me every question I ask. And I'll leave you with this. When Ted Cruz was here before the April presidential primary in 2016, Henry was there with public radio. And he was just like, Mr. Halverson, do you have a question? What are you going to ask for a question? I mean, he was just love that guy, and miss him. So.
Well, I mean, obviously, growing up K through 12, my mom was my favorite teacher because she was my teacher, along with, you know, dad jumped in a lot of times for science and things like that on his days off. So that's kind of the obvious response. And I don't want to understate how vital my mom was in teaching me to read and teaching me to love reading, and something that's been a foundation for me for the rest of my life. When I look at my secondary education, my college education, I think of two professors. One was Dr. Chris Miller, and Dr. Chris Miller taught an Old Testament survey class. And I saw the Old Testament portion of the Word of God just absolutely come alive. And that in 4 years of university private education, that was probably my favorite class of all of them, because it was the Word of God just becoming more real to me than it ever had been before. And then also Dr. J. Wesley Baker, which I know sounds a little pompous, but he wasn't. He was the one who taught me that, you know, in a world of comm majors who are kind of loosey goosey with everything and, oh, we're just creatives, he taught me that it's all right to be an academic in a communication arts major, that it's all right to, you know, in essence, be smart and proud of it. And I appreciate Dr. Baker and everything he taught me about electronic media law and regulation and survey research and all these things that to other people seemed like really boring and they were the toughest classes in the major. And I love them because I love Dr. Baker because he pushed us and he wouldn't let us settle for mediocre. So I appreciate him to this day.
Hmm. Very cool. I think back to my high school choir teacher, Mrs. Peterson, and she was just such a port in the storm, you know? I mean, choir was just that place you could go and be yourself and be who you were and be loved and just find joy in every single day and bring music to your life. And she really changed a lot of things in my life and made music such a part of my life.
Interesting.
She's very inspiring.
And you take voice lessons to this day and
you're
in choirs and
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because like when I was in high school, it was like my dream to take voice lessons because I loved it so much, but I never could. So I just started voice lessons like a year and a half ago because it's like, well, you know, why not?
Sure.
Just because I'm a grown woman doesn't mean I can't fulfill a childhood
That's
dream.
Great.
These lessons stick with you.
They do. So shout out to all the teachers out there. Thank you all for everything that you do. Give us a call, 396-1670. We'd love to hear your favorite teacher stories.
Staying in school is cool.
103.7 WWIB. On WWIB.
Well, COVID-19 has dominated the headlines for a long time, and Hillary and I have gotten into the journalism game a little bit more here. And the governor, a couple of times a week, is taking calls. He did yesterday. And Hillary, I think we're kind of tag-teaming this. And so yesterday, you had the question for the governor.
I did.
Ultimately, he's not the one who answered it, but here's the question you asked.
If the ultimate goal to move forward from this pandemic is to achieve herd immunity, and that's done by either vaccination, which is a year and a half away at least, or by having 70% of the general population who are low risk and without comorbidities getting the illness, wouldn't it be advantageous for people to start getting this illness now while our medical system is not dealing with peak influenza, other cold and flu season issues, Especially seeing as how many hospitals and healthcare facilities are actually furloughing nurses and other care providers because they don't have enough patients to stay fully staffed.
So the answer then, the governor, his team are there. And so Dr. Ryan Westergaard, the chief medical officer, he stepped up and answered.
That I think it's a thoughtful question, but I wouldn't say that our goal is to achieve herd immunity through 70% of people getting infected. I think our goal is to prevent transmission. And if we can get the virus, if we can get the prevalence to low enough where we can do public health measures to identify and isolate cases on an individual level, then we are not going to have we're going to save many people's lives. So that's the goal. The goal, herd immunity is generally the term that we use to describe when a sufficient number of people have some protective immunity that transmission change won't keep spreading in the community. We don't know what that level is for this virus. It's the more highly transmissible the virus is, the higher the number is. This is one of the most transmissible respiratory viruses we've ever seen. So the likelihood of allowing people to get infected, the danger would be that it would spread too quickly out of control, that we wouldn't find that happy medium. And
now, people just in the medical community disagree over it. Now, I thought it was newsworthy, Hillary. I thought you made news by getting him to answer. It's not about herd immunity. Mm-hmm. We're trying to limit transmissions. Let me just say, Dr. David Katz, writing in the New York Times, March 20th, here's the piece, is our fight against coronavirus worse than the disease? Mm-hmm. And in that piece, he says herd immunity has historically been nature's way of ending pandemics.
Absolutely.
So, and again,
it's the only way they've ended.
People say 70%. Dr. Osterholm from Minnesota, Michael Osterholm, highly thought of epidemiologist, said herd immunity is 60 to 70%. Mm-hmm. So we asked Lisa Giese about this. I did yesterday at the City County Health Conference. This is what she said.
We continue to focus on the slow and strategic reopening of our community because in the end, we don't have capacity for sudden herd immunity to happen. So state medical director speaking about our goal immediately definitely is not herd immunity because that would be too many people at the same time.
Now, that's when she went into the number of 70,000.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes,
is anyone saying that herd immunity is a concept that happens suddenly? I thought it was something that happens over time.
Year.
16 past 8 on the WIB Wake Up Show. Kayla, Mark, and Hillary with you, joined by Randy Melchert from Academy of Excellence Online Christian School. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Absolutely. We're really excited to be able to have you on. And again, you're a new advertiser here at WWIB and sharing a lot about what you guys are doing, some exciting opportunities.
Yes, it is. And we're so excited to be able to be offering an online Christian school. And we're glad that, especially with all the problems of Corona, that the application deadlines have been extended. We've heard from many homeschoolers that they've been looking for something, flexibility of homeschooling, but some of the accountability and support of a private school. And so we're glad that we can be able to offer online Christian school education and tuition free to families in Wisconsin.
So with all of the different educational opportunities and options out there, what makes you really stand apart?
Well, for parents who want something that's in their home, that's online, that's on their computer, we've offered, we're partnering with some of the leaders in homeschool curriculum, but the key is that we offer the support. We've got one-on-one teachers that'll work with you every week and be making sure that your kids are making progress. We offer many of the different co-curriculars, some of the opportunities for fine arts, for music, for sports. But the key advantage is because of the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program that parents can direct their tax dollars to their education, so it's free. So for parents who enjoy having their student at home, being able to work with them at home, but want some support, but a lot of the cost of homeschool curriculum or some of these different online schools is prohibitive, we're now able to offer that tuition free.
Randy, I think with this virus coming on us as suddenly as it did, I mean, for the public schools, they've been thrust into this and they weren't really prepared to deal virtually. And who knows what the fall is going to look like. I got to think that's a huge plus and a bonus and attraction for you in terms of, hey, we know what we're doing. We've been doing this, right?
Yep, we've just finished up our eighth year running a traditional Christian school, and we've been working with many of the people who've been involved in homeschooling and distance education and online. In fact, it's been talking with them with just some of the different technology back when it was VHS tapes and when it was DVDs and hard drives and internet. And so that's why, I mean, the resources are there. And what's exciting is that there's some great Christian resources that parents can use that have been around for years. And so that way they can deal no matter what situation comes along.
Randy Melcher from Academy of Excellence Online School. And before we let you go here, Randy, again, we really want to highlight this Wisconsin Parental Choice Program extended to May 14th. And folks can go to your website, aoevirtual.org, aoevirtual.org, and can find out in less than 30 seconds if they qualify for that free tuition opportunity. But finally, too, lest people think that this is just, say, for high schoolers, you start at pre-K and go all the way through senior year, correct?
That is correct. So we've got different resources for each age group. They can go to the website, aoevirtual.org, or if they want to call 888-WISCO-92, and you can ask whatever questions you've got, 888-WISCO-92.
All right. Randy Melcher from Academy of Excellence Online School. Find out more. See if you qualify for that free tuition opportunity through the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program, aoevirtual.org. Randy, thank you so much for joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you.
So last night, if you were attuned to the WWIB Radio Facebook page, we had a watch party with you as For King and Country debuted the music video with Tori Kelly and Kirk Franklin and Kirk's choir of Together. It was just fantastic. I'd encourage you to go out and watch that. However, that pales in comparison to another music video that debuted last night. My little brother, Josh, you can hear him mornings on Spirit 92.9 in St. Cloud, Minnesota. So we kind of keep it in the family here. He debuted his latest parody video. We've blessed you with some of these before. This one is called Stuck Here for Good, and it's a parody of Lost in the Woods, which is my favorite song from the Frozen 2 soundtrack.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah, let's
here
do it. It's
go.
Great.
Crazy state of mind, I feel resigned to my quarantine sorrow. Nowhere to go, not much to pass the time. I probably won't go anywhere tomorrow. But is this what it feels like to be 6 feet apart? Become the one who can't step foot in Walmart. Now I turn around and find I am stuck here for good. Can't go north, can't go south. Food is gone. I've gained 67 pounds while I am stuck here for good. And I don't know what day we are. Stuck here for good. Up till now, the next phase was a question of when. I never thought it was a question of whether. Who am I? If I'm not with friends, where am I? I feel like I'm tethered. I can't shop, no one's there. Guess I don't need my passport, 'cause I am stuck here for good. Wondering what's to wear. So I'll wait for a sign.
Okay. Well done. The talent. Oh, the talent.
That is my younger brother, Josh. We've shared it on our Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page if you'd like to give him a little encouragement with a like or a share.
Oh, my.
Very creative.
I'm glad he's putting that.
This is the thing about my brother. He's always been a creative person. But when you do creative person times a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah. You get a
music and the video, and we're just watching it as well and thinking, how much time did it take to do that?
Right. So,
yeah.
Right. Oh, goodness.
I like the Zoom call and the sweatpants part.
That was everyone's in pajamas.
So when
nowadays.
Is he on the air on his station?
He's on from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m., I believe.
So okay. I think a totally fun thing to do would be for our live morning show to talk to his live morning show.
I think that would be super fun, like a crossover event.
You
know,
so.
Like
there
they do that with TV shows sometimes, like a crossover
Brian
event.
Kilmeade on Wogo does it a lot on Stuart Varney with Fox Business, and they interact both. That would be fun.
So. We just need to come up with our own song to somehow match what he's doing.
Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.